T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're going to be joined here momentarily, really right now, by David Ortiz, formerly of the Boston Red Sox, a Hall of Famer. And I got to tell you, you know, no slight to anybody else, but I think he knows this. Every room he walks into, just the finest dressed. I mean, really, it's you know, the sun. You need the sunglasses. I need some sunglasses with all the.
You gotta have a lot of lights.
Yeah,
right here.
All the shine when you show up here. Well, David, you know, before we get into really any baseball questions for you, and I know you've spoken at length in the last 24, 48 hours, Mookie Betts and the direction of the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay way and everything, and I want to ask some questions about that. I know we all do. Your involvement with the Jimmy Fund as a player now and what you still see, Garrett Whitlock, you know, the captain of the Jimmy Fund, Red Sox players here, all the contributions from players over the years, what can you tell us about that?
Once you go here, once you get to Boston, right away you get familiar with the Jimmy Fund. You know, it's something that there's no way to avoid it. You know what I'm saying? There's no way not to be familiar with. There's no way not to get connected with. There's no way not to want to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it goes beyond the game. It goes beyond everything. You're talking about trying to get children's people, you know, back to have a good life, to have a healthy life, to keep them away from the, you know, freaking cancer, you know, and the minute I got here to Boston and I got to know about it, I always, every year I want to do something about it.
Coming off of the game from last night, tough game for the Red Sox. What is it like being, in your experience, in the clubhouse during a season like this where sometimes it feels like you win two series and then you take a step back, or, you know, you're up, you're six games over 500, then all of a sudden you're only two games over 500. How do you feel like you keep your head above water as a player?
Well, the one thing that they got to keep in mind is the way we used to do it was we go into a series trying to either win it all, broke out even at the worst. You know, I mean, it's not going to work like that magically, but you need to do your homework. You got to study the opposition and see what is their weak side so you can hit them right there, you know what I'm saying? So I remember this one year that we won the division. That was our mentality, you know what I'm saying, going into the season. You know, the one thing that I always love is that we – everybody always counts us as the underdog, and that take pressure away from you,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but when are you talking about? You're talking about before even winning a World Series in 2004, or what year are you talking about?
Back in those years,
yes.
I mean, we have so many wonderful years while I play, but I'm just trying to tell you that the mentality, the ups and downs that she just talked about, you have a lot to do with the player mentality, how they want to approach the next series. You know what I'm saying? Because the talent is there. You know what I'm saying? The talent is there. And, of course, I mean, it seems like we are not the best team in the division based on the numbers. But if you go player by player, we have a really good team. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's all about the approach. It's all about the approach because you see – you go out there and beat a good team, but all of a sudden a bad team come and beat you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you had to pick and choose when it comes down to it.
David, it always seemed like the best Red Sox teams that you played on were the ones that had a really good combination of veterans and young players, and you were both of those things over your time there. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that mix on this team right now of veterans and sort of the young up-and-comers? Where do you think they are as a team?
I think they have guys like JT, who on top of that is having a great season. He's a guy that he has so much of experience. He's a winner. He come from a ball club that every year is in the mix. When they don't win, they go all the way to the final and the playoffs and things like that. That's what has been happening for the past decade, been watching that. So a guy like that, he can help you in so many different ways. You know, it's all depend on how much the guys in the clubhouse, the young guys want to learn and get to know from this guy. You know, in my days, that's how it was. But in my days, it was different because the veteran want to make sure that the youngster were paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a pack. You know, it's a group, and we're going to fight as a group. So everybody had to be pulling in the same direction. You know what I'm saying? So I know the clubhouse is a little different nowadays, but that's the only way you can win.
I remember, I forget it was the beginning of this year, maybe in the off season, you sort of said, hey, you know, I'm available if any of these young guys want to come talk to me and, you know, get some tips on hitting or, you know, just being in Boston or anything like that. And it almost sounded like guys weren't using you as a resource for that. Is that still the case, or have guys started doing that more?
Some others are.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I can mention so many guys that they called me, they sent me video, they want to, you know, get a feedback and get to know, because that's how the game is. You know, you got to do your search. You got to go to the people that you understand that know a little bit about the game and people that can help you to get results. You know, this game, the only advantage you have is that. Do your homework. Do your search. Try to find out what can get you better, how you can take your game to the next level. That's what this game is all about, you know what I'm saying? And if, I mean, I know the guys have computers, the guy has, you know, technology, you know, cybermetrics and all the stuff.
Yeah, that's where half the teams play baseball,
this.
Yeah.
Not everyone had this. Trust me, not everyone had this. And this game, if you don't have this, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the heart, you're not going to get to the point where you would like to be.
It was just a party at times here at Fenway over the weekend. Everybody celebrating Mookie Betts, and in some cases felt like mourning Mookie Betts that he's not a Red Sox player anymore. How hard is it for a team, a franchise like the Red Sox, to recover from the departure of a top five player, maybe a top three player leaving like Mookie Betts?
Well, Mookie was basically the heart and soul of this organization, especially once I left. And Mookie, he always going to be remembered around here because great kid, incredible talent. I mean, he gave everything he had every time he took the field, got the personality. He got so much to offer, you know. And you know, the reality is that what happened with Mookie for the organization was a learning process, you know. And sometimes things like that had happened, so we understand and realize that the game had changed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this organization had never give up those type of lantern, and today had to do it with Rafi. But before that, you look around, and $300 million, it was never offered to anyone. So seeing the departure of Mookie and seeing what things had turned out to be, they went like, okay, we gotta do with Rafi.
So it's really a perfect segue into what I wanted to ask, because I heard you say this to, I believe it was John Tomasi, that the Red Sox learned their lesson with Mookie Betts, and the proof is they've paid Rafael Devers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with this. Do you think they need to get back to bringing in big ticket players? Are you confident they will bring in big ticket players? Is that the lesson, or is it just paying talent that they already have here? Because to me, I would love to see them go out and say, oh, let's pluck this guy from over here and drop him in on our team with the youth movement. And I just, it's been one of my personal criticisms is whether or not they're looking to bring in talent from outside the organization. You were talent they brought in from outside the organization. Mm-hmm. Are you confident the Red Sox learned that lesson?
Well, you say it all. You know, you can do both.
I always do.
You can, you can do both. You can bring talent from the outside, but never forget about the talent that you have here. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go back in the time, that has been the issues that we have had. I guess it was part of the organization way to do business. You know, we basically sometimes get to the point that the guy that listen, playing here in Boston, it's not easy, bro. It's not easy. I don't care if you are a superstar in somewhere else. When you get here, if you don't bring the right person, it doesn't matter what type of player you have been somewhere else. Here is different. And not everybody that you can bring from outside is able to perform at the highest level once you jump on that field and see 45,000 fans plus cheering at you every day, wanting for you to do something. Not everybody can handle it. But once you have a guy in the building that you know what he's going to give you regardless every year, that's a keeper.
Okay, so do you have a direct line? Like, can you send that message right to John Henry? Have you sent that message to him?
I always talk about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm just an employee here, you know what I'm saying? I hope they get the memo. But that's reality. I'm a winner. I like to win. Hey, listen, I'm a Red Sox for life. What do you think I want? I want to see the Red Sox winning the World Series every year. So I'm going to say whatever I have to say if I know that I'm comfortable with what I'm saying. And remember, nobody, a lot of people know that I know how to win. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Regardless, a lot of people know that I know how to win, and I know what it takes to win. You know what I'm saying? So I always going to express myself based on my feeling, based on what I see. And they know that I'm always open. And this organization that they always try to put a team together to win. The appreciation for the players that come here and perform at the highest level, you know, it had to take place better than what it have in the past. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a headache. I'm having a hard time watching Bogey playing in San Diego. I'm not going to lie. I got to tell you that. I'm suffering not watching him playing shortstop here. And it's not because that's one of my kids, that's one of my boys, because what he did while he was here, that's what hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I know what Bogey was going to give me every year. I know. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, it's business, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you have to lose to end up winning, and hopefully that's the case.
Okay. David Ortiz, I think those words carry a lot of weight, certainly more than us here on Jones.
Yeah, and Mega with Arkin. Yeah.
Don't get me started, man. I like to win.
We're just getting you started. David, you come on. You vent on this show whenever
Anytime.
You want. But we appreciate it. We appreciate you coming out. Raising awareness, raising money for the Jimmy Fund, doing all that you do. David Ortiz, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.